It's All Things Considered. I'm Chen White. Michigan Democrats hold their caucuses on Saturday. President Obama is expected to be confirmed as the Democratic candidate on that day. Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst, and he joins us now. Hi, Jack.
Hi, Jen.
So, Jack, when did Democrats in Michigan start using the caucus system? Because every state doesn't use this system.
Well, it depends on how you count, Jen. Years and years ago, party leaders always picked the delegates in one form of a caucus or another. The state experimented with primaries starting in the Progressive era, and then they canceled it in the Great Depression, partly because of money, and then they started using primaries again in 1972. But this didn't work out very well for the Democrats after a while, and so they started trying to do a modified primary/caucus system and lurching around and changing the rules, it seems like, every time.
So it sounds a little confusing. Is it confusing for voters, too?
It's terribly confusing, and I think this year's will probably have the lowest turnout in history. The nomination, of course, of President Obama, his re-nomination, isn't contested. The Republican race has pretty much been decided, and people are confused because we had a primary back in February. In fact, 175,000 or so Democrats voted for President Obama in the primary. My guess would be far fewer come out for the caucuses. What the caucuses are really about is determining sort of who gets to go to the convention, and that'll be determined to some extent by Democrats themselves and at their state convention. But this is just Democrats showing up and getting together in sort of small groups. But it really doesn't mean very much, certainly not in this election. In some other years, however, the caucuses have meant a lot.
When we look back at the history of Democrats in Michigan, when do we see the caucuses really having a big impact?
Well, the first time they did this in the modern era was in 1980, and the system was so complex. I remember standing around with Adam Clymer of the New York Times trying to figure it out, and the caucus gave Ted Kennedy a slight plurality over Jimmy Carter that year, and then they've gone back and forth. In perhaps the most amusing or wry time was in 1988, when it was already clear Michael Dukakis was going to be the nominee, and Jesse Jackson's forces very cleverly figured out how to game the caucus system and scored a stunning, overwhelming victory in the Michigan caucuses, which should have embarrassed the party leaders who wanted to get behind their nominee, Mike Dukakis, at that point. So it mainly has had an impact by sort of making the Democrats in some ways irrelevant. Of course, Democrats say caucuses save people money. They do that in years they don't want to have a primary. They're all in favor of a primary 4 years ago. This year, of course, they don't want one. Republicans didn't want a primary in 2004 when their president was being renominated. So there are some political games being played here.
So one of the issues is that the Democratic caucus date has sort of jumped around from year to year.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of states have had it consistent for decades. But Democrats sometimes have had caucuses in February and sometimes in March. And this year it's on May the 5th. And sometimes they've had a primary in January. And locations for the caucus sites are all over the place. They're not your regular polling booth. They're sometimes a union hall and sometimes a firehouse and sometimes somebody's house. And so I don't know how the average person would have any idea how to find one of these, even if they wanted to vote in them. You'd have to be really committed to Democratic Party politics and be on a mailing list and really be an insider. And it takes some effort to go on a Saturday, which is a day most people want to do other stuff, and go vote in some process.
Are there lessons for Democrats to learn about whether it's better for them to use a caucus system or a primary?
I think in Michigan that both Republicans and Democrats have probably done things that have endlessly frustrated voters going back and forth between primaries and caucuses. Democrats have been a little worse about this. Republicans haven't been great about it either. And I think the best thing from a citizen's perspective, not from a party perspective, would be the state to agree to fix. We're going to have either a primary or a caucus. We're going to have it on the same schedule all of the time so people can get used to voting in this. I tend to prefer primaries to caucuses just because it's sort of a more democratic process. The parties have the right to do it their own way. But I think that a lot of people would be happier if it was a less confusing process and if it seemed to them to be more relevant.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst. Jack, thanks for talking to us.
Always a pleasure, Jen.